Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Danny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Yes, mom.
Yes, girl. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here. I had a crazy long day. We're going to have to reschedule the show for tomorrow night.
We can
shout
do
out to everybody. And shout out to everybody who support and listen and show love. KNS Radio. I'm going to have some crazy, crazy shit coming up next week. Have phone calls with my homeboy, the boy Tease. Shake the Kid coming up. Oh, shit, before that, BMG on the show tonight. They didn't even call me today. I love them, though. We already know that's my game. Sorry, guys. Long, 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 busy day. We all human. Got to understand that shit. Motherfuckers need
to shut down. The robot needs to shut down for a while.
Yeah, the robot needs to shut down. Deactivated. But, yeah, definitely. Much love to you, boo. I forgot what the topic was supposed to be for tonight anyway. I didn't even listen to this show. I'm so busy. What?
Did it again. You forgot it last time. You forgot it today. You just...
doing too much. But, y'all already know, we come back like we never left. You know what I mean? Come back like we've been living in your house, eating your food, drinking your water, shitting in your toilet, using up all the toilet paper, you know, all that good stuff. You know,
looking
at the joint. I'm sitting here. I know it's cool. I'm sitting here looking at this shit with what was it? I guess I'm addicted to VladTV.com. I like that joint. Then we had the 40 top female MCs or whatever. Ridiculous list. That list was so ridiculous. They put Little Mama as the last one or whatever, and she actually had, like, now I'm not a fan or whatever, but she actually had a couple of hits, you know what I mean? What is it, like three or something like that? Above Lady of Rage. I think they put Lady Rage in the top 10 or something, like, ridiculous. So wherever she was, she shouldn't have been there. She should have been 40 and all this other stuff. And they put Lauryn Hill at number one. And you know what's crazy? I love Lauryn Hill, but I forgot about her. Like, I really did. Like, she ain't made a record since before I even had Kit, my son.
But do you know who Lady of Rage is?
You said what?
You know who Lady of Rage is?
Yeah, the Afro Puff. Now, shout out to her combing her afro. You know what I mean? Insider. I always love a woman that comb the afro. You don't comb your afro, that's your problem. But Afro Puffs was always right. And when she was in that movie, she was real big. I liked her in that movie. She was like, I'm not fat, I'm just fluffy. I like Lady of Rage, but
she played Baby D.
Yeah, what was that movie called? Yeah, Baby D. Whatever.
Friday.
Huh? Huh?
It was Friday.
That was her? Oh, she was Baby D on Friday, too? No, I'm talking about... Oh, shit, that was her. She pretty and everything for a fat girl, but as far as rapping, like, you was with Dr. Dre and you fucked that up. I don't respect it. Like, I really don't like hearing about women, like, or even people in general, pissing off fucking good situations. Like, you gotta work. You can't act like no superstar and shit all the time. Like, get your work done. I did like what they had. My Lil' Kim wasn't number one. It's ridiculous. Like, I like Lauryn Hill, but come on now. These lists suck. I remember when MTV did a list and they didn't include Jeezy. Like, who the fuck? I don't like these people. Like, I don't get it. But, you know, lists are in the eye of the list, the beholder, the list maker. You know what I mean? I definitely got on there because I guess everybody was tweeting about the list. So I looked in it. And I've always followed DJ Vlad or whatever on Twitter since forever or whatever. Like, I've been following him. But I didn't know that he had the website popping like that, like, but it just went from all videos and his blogs. It's like really organized site. I loved it. Like, I was on there for like 25 minutes. I should have been doing my hair. What? You got it? It's addictive because then you find out about all this bullshit everybody into. Like, I've never really been like a carer of bullshit, you know what I mean? But you'd be surprised how much dumb shit these, I guess you could say, F-list actors are, and rappers, these F-list rappers, Ja Rule and 50's beefing again. Well, Ja Rule's arguing with 50, and I guess waiting for him to tweet back to him. It's ridiculous.
But wait, did you hear that 50 was fucking Chelsea Handler?
So? The girl Chelsea Lately or whatever?
Whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's fucking around with her, right? But now she ain't fucking around with 50 no more, and she got this rich dude. I'm like,
yeah, people move on. Now I found out that Natalie Nunn was with Wiz Khalifa, and I guess now Amber Rose is with him. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
Amber Rose is supposed to be Kanye girl.
No, he been dumped her.
You see how much I pay attention to this shit?
Yeah,
y'all?
Right, yeah. I knew that,
wait.
Right. I love that. You know what I mean? Amber Rose, she from Philly. I respect that. You know what I mean? You grinding and everything, but stop grinding on everybody.
Okay. Amber Rose, stop jumping from rapper to rapper, bitch.
Yeah, that's what Natalie Nunn. I watched her whole 7-minute video because I'm a fan. I fuck with her from over there.
Who's Natalie Nunn? I never heard of her.
You got cable?
I got DirecTV, but wait. I'm going to say it
you
like
You got oxygen? Like, you don't watch the Bad Girls Club? You don't know who Natalie Nunn is? I like Natalie Nunn.
Watch the Bad Girls Club, no.
See, Natalie Nunn, I like her because she fucked Chris Brown. That's what I'm talking about. I like her.
Okay, let me put it out there. Truth Teller does not keep up on the latest celebrity shit because they always did some crazy shit.
No, I'm not. Wait. Now, see. Now, brown cow. Let's get this together. I didn't say that I keep up with these people.
No,
like, Natalie Nunn, I fucks with her. You know what I mean? I like Amber. She from Philly or whatever.
I never said that. I just said I don't do it. I don't care what the hell you do.
No,
I don't.
Bad Girls Club has got to be one of the best shows. I like that show. Like, I really like the Bad Girls Club.
I watched
Club.
One season and then I stopped watching it because, like, I just don't get into it. Like, I don't see how people can watch The Real Housewives.
Oh, I like The Real Housewives of Orange County. That's my favorite show. I don't like any of the other ones. I'm a watch Real Housewives of Jersey, you know, because then you can watch it on demand or whatever. You can watch it at your leisure whenever you're ready to watch it.
DirecTV does not have
on demand. You got to get Hulu and Netflix, girl, like, that shit. As a matter of fact, you can get a free something with Hulu or whatever. Just try it out. You watch every fucking show you ever miss, like.
Okay, where am I going to watch it on?
TV. Oh, you gotta have a cable connection. I mean, the internet connection.
Ew.
Hello. Sorry, guys. No. Oh, yeah. You gotta have like an internet. You don't have Xbox or like a PlayStation 3 or nothing.
Nope.
You got a desktop computer though, don't you?
Nope.
What happened to your desktop? Nah, we'll talk about it later. Anyway.
Never had one. I had one a long time ago. Wait, I'm going to see what happened to it. I had one a long time ago, and motherfuckers were downloading porn on it. And put a virus on it. Wait.
Yo, that's crazy as hell. You know, somebody at his job at AT&T and shit. Some guy and his mom come in the AT&T store, and the guy is saying he's disputing his bill because he has a $10,000 phone bill or whatever. Like, it just, the data charges and the calls just added up to $10,000 or whatever. And his mom was like, yeah, she had, like, some thousand rollover minutes. I forget the story or whatever. So, and he's like, they're like, well, he used all the rollover minutes. So when he went to check the guy's account or whatever, I guess it's a family plan account, he was telling them, he was like, well, it's like these 976 numbers in each online chat such as sessions or whatever, because he had like an iPhone or whatever, so he could chat online with the girls from like the 1-800 numbers, and he could call them at the same time, and he just like racked up his bill and shit. Like, people ridiculous. Getting porn off your thing on cell phone and just talking on the phone, running up a bill. How do you get a $10,000 phone bill? Like,
downloading.
That's ridiculous. Like, that is just ridiculous. And how many days?
Okay, Verizon, can you hear me now? No, I can't hear you.
Damn, that shit was six days. Yeah, 6 days, 9,000 minutes, $10,000, and all is downloaded. But how do you do that? I need some. All right, we're in the wrong business, Truth Teller. You sound sexy. I sound sexy. If we can make $10,000 in 6 days, I'm with it. Like, I'm about to go to
hell.
What the hell? In 6 days? Damn. Amber Rose, you in the wrong business. God damn.
Hold on, wait. I would tongue roll up and down.
I know, right?
I would. Oh, damn.
We're going to have Philly Shine sex line. All that rhymes. Philly Shine sex line. People will call it. You ain't doing nothing. Just pretend. You can be in your mismatch pajamas. Like, I'm in a bikini, baby. What you got on? It's like, no, we ain't going to do that shit. That's a waste of time. If we do it, we ain't going to tell y'all motherfuckers. We going to tell people over in Germany or something, like, call this number. Yeah, if I ever do that, I'm promoting in over there somewhere, wherever. Don't feel like thinking right now. But definitely, like I said, I'm addicted to the website. I'm thinking about it even right now, so I got to focus. But we're going to definitely get back to the music and showing love to artists and bring my banging ass co-host along. You know what I mean? We love Truth Teller. Always makes it.
Remember, y'all, I'm looking for a babysitter. I need a babysitter.
No, shit. we gonna hold her down. We gotta get somebody. You need like one of them teenagers that don't got shit to do with their life. But their mom just let them babysit and shit. Like, it's some out there. You gotta get the, you gotta start going to the malls or some shit. Hopefully you can come out with us this Sunday. You know, it's going to be crazy. Shout out to Nick Numbers. Love you so. Gives. Love you. Greg. Talib. Vic Damone. VideoCityTV.com, which is another website I'm addicted to. You got to check out VideoCity.com. I'm addicted to KNSRadio.com. Back to Basics. RealRapTV.net. Yeah, I gotta check that out. We're gonna have that shit popping all crazy.
Please.
And what?
No, not you. No.
No. Well, yeah, we're gonna have that shit popping all crazy. Show my love to everybody. You know what I mean? Big up to EA. Damn, love y'all. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Shout out to everybody who combed the afro. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it.
Shout out to the afro combers. It is a important part of life.
Retarded.
Wait.
Huh?
Self-preservation, substance view, combing afro.
Yeah, do all that. You definitely need to do all that. But, no, some real shit, though.
Wait. There you go. Only you can prevent split ends. Comb your fucking afro, bitch.
Yeah, only you can prevent nappy fro.
Only you prevent having nappy pinky froze. Use this pick.
That's funny as shit.
Use the pick. Pick your fro. Comb your fro. Take care of your fro.
No, when a fro is picked, it's so beautiful. Like, I can't even describe it. But definitely love you, girl. I'ma get back to doing everything that I gotta do. Prepare for my weekend. It's
okay,
gonna be huge.
Okay, wait, one more thing. Let me say one more thing.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, this goes back to the fro. Shut up. Get it out. Stop making me laugh.
Go
When you have an afro.
You made me laugh.
Shut up. When you have an afro, you must take care of your afro. Your afro can't be nappy and all. What's the word I'm looking for? Pat.
Mad it down.
Yeah, mad it down. Do you go mad it down? Mad it down.
Yeah, you can't have a laying in the bed mark or the, what they call it, the fucking
the
hair.
The bed head.
The bed head, yeah, bed head. I'm like, what I'm called it fucking hair.
Okay. Back to the fro. So if you want to rock a fro, you got to rock it right. You got to pick it. You got to comb it, you got to pick it. You can't have lint in your fro. You can't have it matted down.
Now,
you got to keep it, you gotta keep it moisturized.
Lint in the fro is a whole separate topic. Like, having shit in your fro, you just need to cut it off. Like, you're done. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's just, that makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Like, if you have something in your fro, that's even worse than it being matted down. Like, you just dirt.
If you got a roach nest in your fro, it's something to fuck wrong with.
All right, what's the lesson? I don't have nothing against afro. Like I said, I shout out Lady of Rage and her puff. You know, her afro puff.
I love Lady of
Rage. I love that song, and then I was waiting for her to put out another song too back in the day, and she ain't never do it, fucking bitch. She getting in movies. She ain't never put out another song. I was waiting. You know, I was young buck, like, I rock fresh and stuff. And my mom used to wear a little afro and stuff like that or whatever. I like
my mom had an afro. My mom had an afro,
yeah,
you know.
My mom too. Like, yeah, when I was young or whatever, my mom, she had an afro. Sorry, callers, I'm not going to. I see everybody texting me or whatever, hit me up or whatever about the show. It's not really a show tonight. We just talking shit for a minute.
You know, on afros. We got an issue with afros for tonight. But after tomorrow, we'll have afros. But tonight, you know, it's an issue. People make it an issue.
Yeah, you make it an issue. We got to diss you. Like, no, but...
If you wear... If you wear a fro, use a pick or we must not acquit.
Oh, my God.
Afro, girl, your afro is not the way to go.
That's a shame. Hair all nappy like pubic hair and shit. It's a mess. God damn. That's fucked.
She nappy like she wanted to grow dreads, and then she forgot how to take care of them.
All right, we're done with that. Tonight's a dish show. We dissing nappy froze. All right, first dish show ever. This is my first dish show on Philly Shine Radio. We're so against the nappy fro. Like, what they call it, the nappy dugout. The nappy dugout. But wait.
If you want to diss stuff, right? I also got to diss the women that wear the shoes and then their feet be hanging over the shoes.
Oh, yeah, what does that mean?
Do you wear shoes like that?
Small? No, hell no.
It's like you asking, like, what do that mean? Like, okay.
I'm saying, why does that happen to people? Like, I see that shit sometimes. I even see that shit on some celebrities. You know what I mean? They be wearing their shoes and their toes just over the top. Like, what the fuck?
Like, wear your fucking size. Like, bitch, if you just had a baby, you're no longer a size 6, bitch. You're like a size 8. Get the fuck over it. Your feet spread. My feet spread. I can't wear a size 8. I got to wear 8.5. I realize that. Some shoes I can get into an 8, but most of them I get into an 8.5.
You gotta definitely wear shit your size. I get mad sometimes, you know what I mean? Having a fat butt, I can't fit every goddamn thing. But do I squeeze my ass in every goddamn thing? Not everything. Almost everything. You know, I got, you know, the waist a little small. I can squeeze into something. Some shit. I squeeze in. But, not everything.
Okay. I just wanted to put it out there. So, So to all our listeners, right, if your feet hang off the shoes that you got on, females, it goes to the females, please do not walk down the street and not see it.
Yeah, cut that out. Yeah, stop squeezing this shit you can't fit. Accept it. You know what I mean? I accept it. I don't accept it.
I accept it.
Sometimes I accept things, but I accept it in a way where you can consider me like a brat that's upset and complaining. But at the same time, I don't try to squeeze into it. Like, I go in the stores all the time, and I'm like, man, fuck, I really want this shirt. I'm so fucking mad. I'm like, shit, I can't.
I'm going to tell y'all.
I can do it. So I look in the mirror, and I say, it won't work. And I keep on. Some people look in the mirror and lie to themselves.
But I'm going to tell you all like this, right? Truth teller is a big bitch. I can barely find clothes to fit me that's nice. No, it's always them cover-up clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the old-fashioned clothes.
Yeah, but exactly. You'll stay in LA. You're not going to put on no damn mini skirt and have it roll up and show your coochie and your ass crack. Like, you're not going to do that. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, even for me, like, I wear some shit, but I ain't wearing everything. I went to R&B. I swear to God, I wanted this pink and white striped dress, and it was the right price, and it just was not the right fit. I mean, the fabric was gorgeous, and I just put it on, and I just looked like I was wrapped up in plastic. It was just, no, it didn't work. Like, and then I couldn't move, and it without it rolling up my butt. And I was just so upset. It was so beautiful. I'm not even over it, but I didn't buy it, you know. I'm
proud of you. Buy it.
Huh?
Carol just clapped for you.
Oh, that's why I love him. I love him. Say why I love him for many reasons. Oh, he's so sweet. Shout out to all the sweet babies, too. You talk about babies tonight. My nephew is the shit. You got to meet him.
All right.
The shit. Shout out to Kion. You are a present. Anybody around the present. The present. This is amazing. This is just amazing, little boy. But, yeah, now we're talking about babies. It's time to go.
Shout out to my baby
because
he's still up. I don't know why the hell he's still up, but he's still up.
Because you don't have no schedule. I have to sneeze. You ain't say bless me?
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Bless you. I was listening to my baby talk.
It's sadder. Y'all heard what just happened. I love Truth Teller, though. But, like I said, we're going to get back to the music. I'm going to play a song before we go just to show love to my artist that I didn't get a chance to show love to tonight. And,
Truth Teller got to go because she got to tend to the babies.
Yeah, you go tend to your babies. I'm about to do my thing over here. Time to cuddle, get tucked in, midnight.
I need to cuddle, buddy. Fuck you. I'm mad at you. Go to hell.
You want me to come cuddle with you?
No lesbian stuff.
We can have a whole lesbian moment. I don't mind.
No lesbian.
Don't touch my coochie, though, but I'll spoon you. I'll do the lesbo stuff.
I gotta tell you something that I suspect, and I need you to help me.
We will talk. We dum-dum-dum-dum. So, we can talk about it, babe. But, yeah, like I said, if you want me to come cuddle with you, don't expect me to stick nothing in, you know. I ain't doing nothing.
I just had my seafood, and I feel like puking it all up. Don't do that.
What'd you say?
I just had my seafood, and I feel like puking it all up.
Ew. All right, I'm done. I hate when people talk about throw up. But, oh, shit. What the F? Well, let me show love to my gang, and then we shutting the show down. Good night.
Well, all right.
Huh?
My gang. Hey. 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 My It's future and no, no, this is my game, nigga. It's future and no, no, this is my game, nigga. It's future and no, no, this is my game, nigga. This is my game, nigga. This is my game, nigga. It's future and no, no, this is my game, nigga. It's future and no, no, this is my game, nigga. This is my game, nigga. This is my game, nigga. If you didn't know. Well, yo. All right.
Huh?
My gang.
Yo.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Yo.
Hey. Hey.
My gang.
It's future and no, no. This is my gang, nigga. It's future and no, no. This is my gang, nigga. It's future and no, no. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. BMG, my gang, nigga. My swag on straight cocaine, nigga. Black can't get your gap wide. Dirty boy just made it rain, nigga. Floating on bananas, rah, rah, rah. I go insane, nigga. That Wayne, anybody track 30 man, hit it with that train, nigga. I'm on that Superman, push up for a loadout. I got them hoes, you got them hoes, now bring them hoes out. We riding Chevy, candy paint, now whip them foes out. I talk real slick, your bitch amazed, now what you know about? That BMG, starting on T, pocket so heavy, no one's on me. Fool on the trip, lock nine with the beam. Cook his ass right like trip, I mean. Ha, ha, I'm on that trip tonight. Hold that show red thong, she on my dick tonight. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know. This right here, my gang, nigga. Every since the pup, all I did was check that change, nigga. Get money, fuck these bitches. I never was no lame, nigga. Got booked and came home again. Never, ever will I change, nigga. I bang, nigga. Falling on the highway on these lame niggas. BMG, fly, get it poppin'. You know we bang, niggas. Hang, niggas. Throw it to the beat. Everybody know that I throw it to the beat. Every time I go in, I bullshit the beat. Everybody know that I'm always beat. On these streets, cop that key. Flip that shit in about a week. Cop that seven, pay that tray. I'm in the trap like every day. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, BMG, that be my gang. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, LEZ, that be my name. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga.